13th of March, 2019, Lucy Coleman Studio, Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, on God's good great planet Earth, friendships. King, back in the day when I was a youngster, you know what? You expected your friends to really stand by you, hang in there with you, regardless of what was going on. You know, you just expect it. You know, when you look at the news and you see this Paul Manafort guy going to prison and everything. I looked at the news this morning. I turned it on. I said, well, let me see what's happening in the world. Let me see if anything's different. Are planes falling out of the sky? Man digging for the bodies. Oh, that was tragedy in Ethiopia. Now they're trying to figure out what the heck are they going to do. Friendships. Oh, my goodness. How about the rich buying collegiate degrees for their children? I'm so glad that somebody is smashing in on this white-collar crime. All these people that's supposed to be the Hollywood elites and buying an education. Wait a minute. I grew up in this little house here on Harcourt Avenue in Los Angeles. And from this house, watch my daughters walk to the bus stop to be bused to schools on the west side. And then my youngest daughter got her license and I gave her one of my little cars and she drove her and her oldest sister to UCLA. My wife worked her fanny off, and me too, and so that our daughters could go to a prestigious university, UCLA. And then one of my daughters, both of my daughters continued their graduate work, and the one at the University of Michigan, and one is teaching now at UCLA. And I mean, worked hard to get that, and to think about how some of these trashy butt people can pay hundreds and thousands of dollars, people reaping millions of dollars in their private bank account, rigging the numbers and everything else to give these people this falsification, and so that they can get a good living. Broke out on the news yesterday. Tragic, tragic, but friendships, is that what it's all about? Ah, yes. I was reading on page 23 from Machiavelli, The Prince. T.G. Bergen was the editor on this, and I just dug into the library, and they have a lot of good chapters here. Civil Monarchy is a great chapter, and I underlined a lot of things here. He who builds on the people builds on sand. That's right, because people, please. I was telling a young man, I say, you know what, friend, you find your success in the cloud? No, I find that you're successful if you figure out how to make some money, sustain making that money, and that money that you have sustained or you work towards is manifesting your life. I thought about it. I thought about it a couple of days ago. You know, I'm always running thin of money. And I thank God I have Social Security. I'm like any other senior citizen now. It's not about how much I have. It's about how much I can continue to lay my hands on as I try to go forward in life. Oh, yes. I was trying to see. I was trying to look at this. I'm looking at this solid gold soul, deep soul thing, and I got a lot of more cuts on this album here. Something that I can find. I haven't been on in a couple of days because I will not come in the studio and do a webcast unless my heart is really into it. Friendships is what I'm talking about. And I got to tell you, I've really had a couple of friends come through and prove their friendship to me. I, like everybody else, get lonely for friends coming by. And not just friends coming by to eat me out of house and home and to always try to borrow something from me or get something from me, but friends that just come by and share their lives with me. It's a great thing when they can come by here, sit out on the patio and languish in the patio chairs and just talk about how good life is to them. And I want to thank a couple of friends that came by a couple of days ago that really, really keeps me on the cutting edge of enjoying life. A friend that doesn't come by and bore you. Not my... wait a minute. Let me see. I don't think I know this number, so I'll let them leave a message for me because I don't answer numbers that I don't know. Let me handle this. Just let me do that. And then it'll go into the message service because I can come to the phone whenever I want to. But friends, they make a difference when it's time for a true friend to come through. They will come through. And I'm grateful for that because I can depend upon them. The true friend. The true friend. Greater love than no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother. That's a true friend. And I don't expect anyone to laid their life down for me, but I do expect the friendship to manifest itself in such ways that it's noted that you're a friend. I guess that's all I can say about it. I was thinking about it, and I wanted to say that. Is there anything else that I had on my list here? Yeah, they got the red boxes from the plane. I hope they find out what's going on. Not that I fly anymore, because I used to fly those Southwest jets a lot when I flew all around the country. And every time I got on a plane, I recall once I get on and the pilot, you know, is standing there as the people enter into the plane to take their seats. And I asked the man one day, how does this thing stay up in the air? And he looked at me and said, I really don't have the slightest idea. And I just went on and took my seat. I know he was trying to be facetious. I just asked him, how do you keep all this weight up in the air? You know, the momentum and the glide and the, I understand all that stuff. But man, when this thing goes bad, doesn't it? Killed all those people. All those people working, man, it was one guy that went to college, going home to visit his people in Somalia to take a vacation and never got there. And often I think about this. I can't help it. The people on the plane, and you know the plane is crashing and you see it, what are your final thoughts? What are you thinking? What's going through your mind? I know me. I just would have been strapped in my seat, lay my head back. I know the gravity is pulling me down. I just close my eyes and I just said, Lord, thank you for everything you've given me. And I'd be talking to him under my breath until my lights go out. Thank him for a life well lived. Got a chance to see what's on the other side. Let's go into the other life with hope and anticipation instead of fear and screaming and agony and, you know, why am I dying? It goes back to that Bible verse. I think it's in one of the Corinthians somewhere, because I don't study the Bible like I used to. It says there is an appointed time for death. Each of us, our lives are not promised. We're going to have to die whenever we have to die. And I think that it's important for us to know that death is inevitable. Be ready for it. I thought of another verse that we used to, be ye also ready, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you thinketh not. I remember that verse. I used to preach that in the church, and I used to tell people basically what that verse means is live in your mind and in your heart in a steady pace of readiness. I'm ready to go. I want to get in my car and go to the store. And I know that when I do that, I may not make it back home. I'm not promised. Anything can happen. But I think I'm ready. As a matter of fact, I know that I'm ready, because I have no hesitancies. I have no regrets about my life. I guess the only thing about my life, a lot of people tell me this, is that I should have worked my life, and so that up in old age, I'd have more money. I'm going to tell you the truth. I see so many citizens around my country here that's in the same plight that I'm in, and some that are in a worse plight than myself. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. And I thank God that I can still do right by other people, and I can be a friend to other people, and I can experience I like to experience the nowness of friendship with people that I know. I stand by them. They stand by me. Hey, listen, thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear some of these nice sermons when I was a pastor and preached, just scroll down the page. I got a lot of issues on there. You can listen to the various webcasts as you go to work, come home from school, whatever you're doing. I hope that it blesses your heart. As I fill up to it, I'll make more webcasts and put more stuff up. If you don't hear from me in a couple of days, it's because I'm enjoying life. All right? And there ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, thank you so much for coming to my website. God bless you all. Be cool.